due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Sam, we're going to get you the very same thing that your buddy Kevin Owens got Sunday at Money in the Bank. And that's nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. You suck. Because you suck.
A new edition.
Because you suck.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for another Saturday morning here on Fox Sports 1280. I'm your humble host, the Cash Man. How are you doing today? Joined by in the studio. Yeah, I know. The camera's probably all over the place. If you're watching live on Facebook, I just ran it in there because I had to. I'm joined by in the studio today.
You hadn't started it yet.
Oh, I hadn't started it yet. Double correct. B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
Double B, Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Joining the show this week, Double E, Eric Amanon.
Yo, how's it going, man?
Good, how you doing, sir?
Doing well, doing well.
Eric's had quite an eventful week.
Yeah, it's been very eventful.
Why don't you tell people?
Five days, I had a baby.
You had a baby?
I didn't have a baby. My wife had a baby.
You had a baby?
My wife had a baby. I was there for it. I saw it. I seen it. Yeah. Vanna Catherine, 6 pound, 9 ounce, 20 inch long brawler. From Rochester, New York.
All right. Weighing in at...
No. She's already bumping.
Yeah, she's already. Yeah, she's going... She's a heel. She rakes for the eyes. Lots of lots of crazy donkey kicks at me while I'm trying to change diapers. So, yeah. Good times.
All right. Well, congratulations,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you so much for making it up here.
Thank you for having me.
Eric, Danny is in the process of moving.
Boo.
I know that's and he's out of town this week. And Danny, if you're listening, you can give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. I told you I was going to call you and bug you, but Eric is going to sit in for us, and which is pretty cool because I know you're going through you're kind of rehabbing from an injury, right?
Yeah, a little bit of hiatus. It's a mental and physical health healing. I would call it. Just got a little bit of bumps and bruises of 11 years that are keeping me from doing what I want to do, but you know what? I'd rather rest and get another 11 years out of this body than break myself some more.
It sounds like a wise decision,
yeah.
and only the Pain Clinic can benefit from this. So,
yeah,
as well as your home life, and
yeah, for sure.
You know, you've got two kids before you had the third joint, so now you've got three kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you're a young guy and everything.
Yeah, all under 30.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. I'm so broken.
Well, congratulations, sir. Thank you for coming in. And,
thank you.
Danger, did I introduce you already? Yeah, I'm the Cash Man, by the way. I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver. I'll do my real quick plugs before. Today is, of course, May 25th. It's International Jazz Fest Day, or Jazz Day, which is the weekend of Memorial Day. It's National Missing Children's Day. National Brown... I can't read the rest of it because it's off the screen. I'm having a problem because I did all my prep and everything, and unfortunately the printers don't work here, and so I can't print. And so, but it is a National Wine Day and Tap Dance Day. Today is the birthday of a former guest of ours, Alberto Del Rio.
Ooh.
And you guys might be shaking your head and said, when was he on? It's when he was doing the Combate Americanas, when we interviewed him over at the
Turning Stone
Casino with Paige, who was with him at the time. Also, today's birthday, WWE superstars Roman Reigns and Bo Dallas. Roman Reigns, I think, is 34 or 35. Bo Dallas is 28 today. So we got a lot of birthdays today.
Happy birthday.
Of course, it's Memorial Day weekend, so, you know, we... You know, honor all our people who've given everything, plus who are still helping out, you know, in our armed forces here in America. Got a big parades for them tomorrow and everything. But we're here to talk pro wrestling like we do every week. And we are coming off of Money in the Bank,
which was surprisingly decent.
222-1280, star 1280. You can get your opinions on what you think. Your thoughts on Money in the Bank. I will just say that apparently you can hang one of the members of the match upside down, and then you get to automatically take their spot with about 8 seconds left in the pay-per-view.
Hey, that's just speculation. That was
okay.
Yeah, I think that's how it worked, because nobody ever said that Brock Lesnar was in the match until he ran down and grabbed the briefcase.
But nobody said Brock Lesnar was not in the match.
That's right.
And who was going to tell him to give the briefcase back?
And where's the rule saying you can just beat up one of the members and take them out, and then you can take their spot?
That's what Sammy did the week before.
Well, Sammy also was in the garbage truck a couple weeks ago, too.
Isn't that what happened in the Royal Rumble?
I was going to say, Royal Rumble rules right there.
Yeah.
Maven still hasn't been eliminated.
That's true. Maven is
like the longest-lasting Royal Rumble contestant.
He is. I know the clock is still ticking on what, about 11 years now, I think.
Yeah, good for him.
You know, so yeah, it does happen. But you know, I think because of Becky Lynch kind of forced her way into the Royal Rumble last year. Remember, she was like pressuring the GM who was it? Carmella was limping. I can't remember
who.
No,
it wasn't the GM. Lana. Oh. She was making the backstage the producer put her in. He's like, just put me in. Come on, just put me in. I believe Nia did the same thing in the men's one.
That's right. Well, Nia just came in and started beating everybody up, too, which I kind of missed that. But, yeah, so Brock Lesnar comes out with the Money in the Bank. You know, he's the beast in the bank now. What do you guys think about that? I mean,
I love it. I love it so much.
I don't have a problem because they're having a problem with star power right now.
I also don't have a problem because he listened to the briefcase like it was a boombox.
Yes.
For the better part of his promo on Monday, and that was awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, really, is anybody surprised he has one of the highest star potentials and star powers in the WWE currently? So why wouldn't he have it?
True, and but nobody thought he was coming back. I mean, there was
Everybody knew he was coming back for Saudi Arabia.
Well, it was after WrestleMania. And, you know, WrestleMania, everyone speculated, yes, he's going to UFC. Then a couple weeks ago, UFC said, hey. He retired. You know, maybe he didn't want to do the drug test or spend a year, you know.
Or make less money than he's made before with the way that it's all set up now. Because they don't have pay-per-views. They got it through the ESPN Plus. It's kind of like what happened in WWE.
Well, they still do pay-per-views. They're still doing it.
Yeah, but they're not making the same buys on it. Not just like the WWE Network hurt the pay-per-view money for the WWE Network.
True. Maybe that's why. Who knows? I have no idea. I've never thought about it.
I think that and the drug test, I think both.
Sure.
If you ask
but me. I think it's a big plus. I mean, I think, I don't know. I know everyone's mad about it and everything. And
he's in complete, really good shape right now, too.
Yeah.
He came back in UFC fighting shape.
If he can make similar money in the WWE, why would he go to UFC and get the crap beat out of him?
Yeah, there's always that chance he doesn't win, so.
Yeah.
Especially against Daniel Cormier. Cormier could catch him with that, you know, pepper him in the face with the uppercut.
Right.
And it would be all, and he's not going to out-wrestle Cormier because only one person's ever done that, John Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And I think Lesnar's afraid of John Jones anyway, so let's just go there.
He'll never admit it, but I think you're probably right. I think he should be.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody should be. The guy, he's unstoppable unless he stops himself.
Not only that, but isn't his wingspan longer than he is tall?
Yes. Yes, it's crazy.
He's got the same wingspan as Stefan Struve, who is 6'11".
Which is insane to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
He can hit you and not even be standing near you. It's a wild world we're living in.
But we get Brock back. We get Brock back. He's going to announce on Monday who he's going to cash in on.
Selfishly, I really want him just to also go for the 24/7 title.
You know, the belt is ugly. The title itself is great.
Yeah. I think the belt being ugly, though, gives it such an opportunity to get completely demolished over time, like the hardcore title.
Yeah.
What are you talking, 24/7?
Yeah.
Already? Well, we didn't wait take long to get into that.
Sorry, we spun around. I just wanted I had to make the I want Brock Lesnar to take it and then fight everyone. I want him to fight small children, old ladies. Yeah. I want him to fight a bus, possibly a grown bear.
I think they should have every title be defended the way they started off the 24/7 title. Just leave it in the middle of the ring and have everybody fight for it.
Why not? Right. And folks, if you're not aware of this, the 24/7 is the hardcore title. That's really what...
Whoa. It's 2019. We can't use that term.
Well, that's what it was. It was the hardcore title.
It's the 24/7 title. Thank you, sir.
Mick Foley came out in an interview the next day and said, it's the hardcore title, okay?
Well, Mick Foley doesn't write the show now, does he?
No, he doesn't. 2-2-2-12. Well,
that could be part of the problem.
USA wrote that in there.
We've got Mike from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Are you excited for AEW this weekend?
Oh, I'm actually am quite excited. The only thing I was a little bit cautious about is that the card itself, on paper at least, is not as good as the All In show last September, because there's a lot of guys who are on the All In show that are not going to be on this one.
What's funny is I just saw an interview, or I saw a mention from Hurricane Helms, who was part of that show, and now he's a producer for WWE. And
he's at StarCast this week, though.
Yeah, but he's at StarCast this week? Yes. StarCast is today. Is it, or yesterday or today?
It started yesterday, and it goes till today.
Okay.
They have it today as well.
So, but I say he said, I had such a good time, I didn't take any money. which I find hard to believe, but, you know.
No, he said he donated it all back.
Interesting. So, you know, so he doesn't have a paycheck from StarCast. But yeah, this weekend, I mean, yeah, it's not as big as, I mean, but you're also getting some New Japan. You're getting the rematch of Chris Jericho and what's his name?
Kenny Omega.
Yeah, Kenny Omega.
Well, the problem is that a lot of the guys who you want to see on there that you saw All In are under contract, either ROH or New Japan.
Correct.
So you can't have Okada. You can't have Marty Scurll. You can't have all those guys.
Kota Ibushi, yeah.
Yeah, who we want to see, but we can't, unfortunately.
Right.
Marty's got a year until his contract's up with ROH, and I'm sure you'll see him after that.
Yeah,
but not only that, though.
I would think so, too.
You get to see a lot of the stars that they're going to be building on their own, like we were discussing before the show, like MJF and Sonny Kiss, who I think are going to be two standouts in AEW. I think they're going to give you a brand of wrestling and characters that you're not going to normally see. And with AEW, I think that was my favorite thing that the Young Bucks came out and said, was that the WWE does have that, you know, simpleton, you know, esque storyline where anybody can follow it. So they're going to want to do the opposite. They're going to want to give you in-depth stories and in-depth matches, and they're going to want to give you stuff you can't see with the other companies. So I'm really excited for that as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I also say one thing, too. Joey Janela is one of the guys that I've heard about so much over the last year or so about the potential for this guy and how he's, like, you know, just a one step away from being on a major and while he's showing up, he's going to be part of their Battle Royale this
week. Yeah, Joey Janela is amazing.
Yeah, so it's like he's a name you definitely should look forward to, because he was apparently on the verge of signing with WWE before he got hurt. Yeah, so it's like, you know, there are a bunch of people who are going to be the history of this business that maybe play a small part in this first show, but definitely, you know, don't hold that against them, and definitely order it this weekend.
No, absolutely.
Or tonight, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. I was just looking at the card and the Casino Battle Royal. They've announced 17 out of the 21, if I'm not mistaken. But I was looking at the 17 guys, and the idea is that the winner is going to be wrestling for the inaugural AEW championship. And I don't think any of those guys, they're going to be put in that match. So I would assume that one of the four mystery surprises is going to be winning. So I think there's a decent chance you see a certain former Dean Ambrose be one of those guys.
I think you'll see him in there. If he doesn't show up today, he's going to show up right when they go on national TV the first time.
Yes. For sure, Dad. I agree with you on that.
But you're probably going to see him. It probably is going to be one of those surprise spots. I wouldn't be surprised if Adam Page got one of the surprise spots now.
Okay.
Now that his match
with Pac, unfortunately, was canceled due to creative differences, and there's a reason behind it. And
if you don't know who Pac is,
I've heard, this is one of the reasons why I want to call, is because I had heard that he was scheduled to win against Adam Page, and that the reason why was because he was going to eventually have a feud with Kenny Omega, and he was going to lose that feud, and that's why, because he was the Dragon Gate champion, and he didn't want to lose clean while being the champion of that promotion. And to me, that's like the equivalent of Mustache Mountain saying, you know what, we're the Progress Tag Team Champions, so we're not going to lose on Raw or SmackDown. I just think that's a little ridiculous if that's the case.
That's what's going around as to what it was.
Really?
But they did have the match. They had Adam Page versus Pac, aka the former Neville, in the UK, and they put it up for free on their
they did do that
YouTube channel, and it was a good match.
Yes, it was. Yeah, Pac is horrendous. I just think that like the Dragon Gate promotion to American wrestling fans, very few people even know it exists, and the people who do know it exists, I don't think are going to care if he lost one match to Kenny Omega. I just find that like a little bit ridiculous that he made such a big deal about it. I just think that wouldn't have hurt the Dragon Gate promotion one bit, in my opinion. As a matter of fact, there would have been great publicity for their champion to be in a prominent spot in the number two wrestling company in the United States, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. Can we even say that it's the number two company yet, seeing as they haven't run a show technically until tonight?
To me, they already are ahead of Ring of Honor.
Well, they do have more money. Well, Sinclair's got a lot of money, but Sinclair doesn't funnel it all through.
Yeah, but Ring of Honor's never sold 10,000 tickets for any show, and they've already done it twice now. Yeah,
and what was that pre-sale number you talked about before the show?
I heard this week that if they had sold all the tickets they got requests for, they would have had 43,000 people
correct
at the show tonight.
So
exactly.
I could say safely that they're number two.
Like I said, I was at the Garden show, and the reality is this. The New Japan stuff was very, very over. But all the Ring of Honor guys, with one or two exceptions, were not that over. And they sold the tickets for that show based on the premise that the elite guys were going to be there.
Yeah, Cody, Omega.
Yeah, because at the time, they were still a part of Ring of Honor and New Japan. So I'm not knocking Ring of Honor, but they got a long ways to go before, to me, AEW has already surpassed them, even though they haven't technically run a show yet.
I mean, I remember when I was down in New York City for that show, and I was looking on a ticket buying site, and they were going for like $60 to $70 for really good seats for that Ring of Honor show that
correct
night. Like the morning of, you'd expect that ticket spike, but no, they were dumping tickets off left and right.
Yeah, well, I think we knew when they announced that show that those guys weren't going to be there.
We knew their contracts were going to be up before
that. We said it from the beginning, but they used those images and everything.
Well, they never put the Bucks or Kenny Omega in any advertising for it.
No, but...
But they never said they weren't coming either.
Correct, yeah. Exactly. My one quick thing about, because you guys were talking about Brock Lesnar before I came on, and the one thing that I don't like about it is the fact that they're going to probably have him cash in at the Saudi Arabia show, and most likely he's not even going to win. To me, that's a waste. They could do the match without him cashing in the briefcase, because logically, he's the former champion, so he should get a title match without having to cash in the briefcase. If I was them, I'd have him keep the briefcase. Since he's not around that often, you could tease it, and then when October comes and SmackDown's in Los Angeles, then he uses the cash in on whoever the champion is on SmackDown at that time. To me, that's how I would do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to be the case for, I mean, unless, what do you guys think? Do you think that Brock is actually going to cash that in? We're talking June 1st, which is next weekend.
June 7th.
Or June 7th? What is
June 1st is the next NXT.
Which is solely by itself, not around a pay-per-view, which I'm surprised.
NXT 25.
Yeah, so it's 2 weeks then. It's 2 weeks from Friday, or a week from this Friday. So it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean,
it seems too early.
But it's, you know, they seem to bow to the guys who are paying for everyone to come out there. And that's why probably Goldberg's involved in
Goldberg's getting $2 million for that one match.
Jeez. Sign me up.
Yeah, I know, definitely. You know, I'll come down, run down, and slide underneath the ring. You
know? But the way they talked about on the show, they made it seem like that he's going to announce who he's going to cash in on this coming Monday, which makes me think that since Kofi's already got the match with Dolph Ziggler, that it's got to be Seth, that it's got to be at the Saudi Arabia show. And I just think that you could do that match without the briefcase being involved. That's just my opinion.
Oh, yeah. They probably could have. They should have. But whatever. We got to see Brock play or listen to the briefcase like it was a boombox.
That is going to be a gift of the century.
Yeah, it's kind of
they've already tied it into to some Jive Soul Bro. And some Akeem the African Dream.
I saw that.
Oh, man.
And that was fantastic.
Mike, anything else, buddy?
No, you guys have a great day, man. Enjoy the show tonight.
Please call us back next week and give us your opinion, okay?
Absolutely.
222-1280, *1280 is the number. We're going to go to break on that. We've got a lot of news to talk about. Maybe I'll even have it printed up before we come back from the break. I don't know. It's a mystery. We'll find out. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
is Paul Heyman, and I am the advocate for the Beast in the Bank, because my money is in the Beast, the 2019 Mr. Money in the Bank.
And he walked in to WrestleMania to fight Daniel Bryan for the WWE title while I sat at home, and that should have been me. And on that night at WrestleMania, he was the better wrestler. He was the better man, and he won the WWE title, and it should have been me.
Witness.
From the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
And we are back on the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for listening. I know, CM Punk's music, no one wants to hear it, right?
Oh, I always want to hear it.
All right, welcome
back.
Welcome back. I got my news printed out. Thank you, Joe, for helping me with that. So we now have a little bit more details on stuff, but I'd get my plugs back in there in a second, but welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones because we don't want to keep people hanging on. And if you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, and you can state your opinion, ask a question, do whatever you want. Got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's Saturday morning, and it's, you know what?
It looks like it's raining now.
KitchenAid Senior PGA Tournament is here in town this weekend.
It's already been suspended for the day.
Has it really?
Yes.
Whoa, did you see that flash?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why.
Wow, that just scared the heck out of me. It just
there's a hurricane coming through.
You ever see like when you see like guys getting the x-rays and you see their bones?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was like. The light came so fast in here, it's like I can see all the bones of the guys in the other studio.
Who booked Blanca for this show?
But yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I was out there yesterday. It was beautiful. It was one of the neatest things. I was out there watching like John Daly and stuff. But yeah, it's done for the day. So we're here to talk wrestling. We've got AEW tonight if you want to buy the pay-per-view.
Perfect. Now, I just wanted to chime in. I want whatever your last caller was smoking. There's no way Brock Lesnar's going to cash in at Super Showdown.
Would you like
no
to bet?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd say what?
He's going to cash it in. He's going to announce on Monday. That's when he's cashing it in.
Oh, I guess we'll find that out.
I could see this playing out all summer long and stringing people along throughout the summer.
They already said he's announcing who he's cashing in on Monday.
Oh, okay.
That's how they're selling it.
Right, but doesn't mean he's going to cash in and he's going to see who's going to go against.
No, and he's also threatened Kofi Kingston as well, so, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll have to see.
Just remember this. We are in the month, almost in the month of June. October is when SmackDown starts on Fox.
Yeah.
They dictate they want the big stars on SmackDown. Okay, I'm just putting that out there. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen now. It may happen a week before they switch stations, you know. But
I'm really wondering if it's a giant smoke screen, if we're going to get Brock Lesnar announcing that he's going after one person, which more or less will drop the shield of the other person that he's not announcing, thus Brock Lesnar cashing in easily on the person he's not announcing.
I mean, think about it. He could have cashed in on SmackDown this past week. If you saw SmackDown, Kofi got destroyed by Dolph Ziggler.
Yep.
Yeah, but he doesn't work Tuesdays.
I know. But he was... it's
he barely works Monday.
I don't know. He was out there, you know, pretending it was a boombox for half...
But yeah, that was great that he put... He was like, listen to the boombox. That was hilarious.
It was bizarre. I've never seen anybody use it like that, okay?
How funny was it with the 24/7 bell? You see... Drake Maverick, like, in the background, like, trailing everybody. That was funny as hell.
Doesn't Drake Maverick kind of remind you a little bit of Crash Holly, you know?
He's going to end up with that belt.
You know it's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, that was hilarious. But, yeah, you're right. I was figuring it would have been the hardcore belt, you know, because Mick Foley, hardcore legend.
It is.
It essentially is. And like we were talking earlier in the show, it's one of those things where the title is too clean now to not get destroyed later on. I mean, look at the side plates. Why does it have side plates? There's nothing on them.
And how often would you have to change it when it becomes one of those days where they have the belt changed six or seven times during a pay-per-view, which would probably happen right. The very first one, I'm guessing.
I got to say, too, the R-Truth is a national treasure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's got a referee in the front seat of his car.
He cut a promo. And he posted it on Twitter, and he said he was in the middle of nowhere, but what he didn't realize is where he was wearing reflective glasses that showed he was just standing in front of a tree in his front yard. And I was like, man, how are you going to say you're in the middle of nowhere when we can clearly see the street and the sidewalk in your glasses?
I love he keeps calling it the European title, too.
Yeah, the European Continental Championship.
Something like that, yeah.
And last thing is... I texted in, but I was able to call in. Where's Mickey, Tamina, and Nia?
Nia had double knee surgery.
And she's on her way back. I saw some...
I heard there were two torn ACLs, and it's going to be a long time.
Well, there was some video of her. I saw her doing sitting up and down, or standing up and down off a chair.
Yeah, you start doing your rehab for an ACL right away, but you're not ready to do anything for a long time.
But, yeah, she had double surgery. And so, but, you know, she's moving around, so she's doing okay. Who else was it? Tamina? I have no idea what Tamina is. I think Tamina is, like, maybe in the Luke Harper boat. She's got to wait for Nia to come back before she's going to.
And then Mickey James.
Mickey James. I don't know. I mean, Mickey James is there every week still. She's just not being used.
Okay.
Which is kind of a bummer.
Do you guys follow Tori Wilson on Instagram?
I do, yes.
Did you see that compilation piece that she put together for Ashley's daughter with all the girls and
Yeah, that was pretty sad. And yes, there's some more news that came out on that this past week. I don't know if we should talk about it, but and we'll just say it was suicide, okay? And we'll just leave it at that.
That video that on Instagram was a pretty cool, a compilation package that she put together. I watched the whole thing. It was kind of tough to watch. But it was heartfelt.
And Ashley Massaro, we almost had her on the show once, almost. And it's because a friend of mine said he was friends with her, and I don't know if he was being truthful or not with me. But we had set her to come on, and she was coming to town to do something that she didn't even know she was doing. Apparently,
yeah.
And it never worked out. So that was the closest we've ever had. But I will say, I did call her phone number when she gave it out on the air live on Raw.
And I will still say that no one is surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Rick, hey man, thanks for calling, Rick. Bye. But anyone make it out to UFC last weekend in Rochester?
I did.
What a show.
Oh, God. I have a new favorite fighter.
Who's that?
Michelle Pereira.
I was going to say, she had a
no,
great
no,
night.
No, that's the new Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
he.
The first fight of the night.
Yes.
The knee into the punch?
He does the flying knee and then knocks the guy out when he's after he stood,
awesome
he stood him up
I'm
with a flying knee.
I'm not one to root for the Brazilians, but I'm going to root for that guy.
I was going to say, I thought you were thinking Spencer, the girl who had the huge upset win.
Oh, that was a good fight.
I will say, when you have 11 of 13, I know there was 11 fights, and like the first six are all finishes.
Yeah.
It's like this was a great night for UFC in Rochester. I don't know if you guys caught it or not. Dez Green won, and I'm getting scared by what I'm seeing out this window. So Dez Green won, you know, and he was still on the prelims, though. His mom was right behind me, And his mom was screaming, telling him what to do. Take him down! And she's standing up, and she's like telling him what to do.
He hurt himself in the first round, though.
Yeah, he dislocated his elbow. And I guess he'll be... Ooh. Yeah, yeah. He was... I saw him in the back. He was like, had this big brace on from his... From his bicep
you
to
could
his...
tell at the end of the fight when he was coming out of the ring. I couldn't tell before then, but you could tell just the way he was holding his arm. So
he was doing interviews with the local media after that, after the fight, and he said, "You know, the longer that my adrenaline is going down, the more it hurts." So he was trying to hurry go through. But great win for a local guy, and I mean, they had 8,000 people there, and over $500,000 in the gate. And they did very well. The amazing thing I found was they took the scoreboard down.
Yep.
And they put video screens all around the outside corners of the arena.
Awesome, because when your view got blocked by the ref or a cameraman, you could just look up at the screen and you could see him from anywhere.
And I've never seen someone, I mean, they took the scoreboard down. It was like, I walked in, it was like, what? And they actually didn't do the WWE center where WWE would center the action. They did it. At more of a true center of the arena, so it was like...
Oh, you mean where the scoreboard should be?
Yes. Well, the scoreboard's never even centered, really, anyways. It's always off-center. Yeah. It's never... So it's like, it was like actually maybe a scoreboard to the right of it, where they lined up the center of the arena. So it was really pretty cool. I got to thank UFC for the sweet seats I got. Second row in front of the octagon. I was that.
Wow.
I've never seen, and you know, with all the finishes, it was just like probably the greatest night I've ever gone to a live event.
That's crazy.
That is, yeah. It was great. And we're going to go to break on that. Come back, talk some more WWE. I'm trying to think. Now I got my sheets out, I can figure out what some of the things I wanted to highlight. I think one of them was, we already talked about the Beast in the Bank, but we got so much more. And you can give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports. We'll be right back.
You want to talk about the past, AJ? Well, 2 weeks ago, I pinned Seth Rollins on Raw, something you didn't do last night. And that proves you didn't deserve to face Seth Rollins in the first place. Matter of fact, it was a slap in the face that you got that opportunity over me.
E, we've missed you so much, too. And, side note, you've been crushing it on Twitter.
Yeah, I gotta send a tweet right now, actually.
Listen, Becky's mother is taken.
But I wanna... The 24/7 title. Now, as the name may imply, this title is to be defended anytime, any place, anywhere.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, author of several children's books, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show, 1280 WHTK. Yeah!
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man. I'm joined by Double E, Eric Evanon. They call you Double E.
You do.
Do you remember when Eric Everlast used to do that that little E thing?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
No. That's not me.
I was going to ask you before we started the show, do you want to go by your real name or do you want to go
I don't
by...
care.
Okay, Eric Evanon.
Evanon, Eric Wolf.
I like having double
I'm
E.
The same guy.
You are. I like having double E and double B in the studio.
Yeah, we'll keep things simple. Let's not change it. It works.
Okay, cool. I mean, I don't know about the Red Sox hat, but that's okay. Yeah,
not a lot of people here do. It's okay.
No, I'm cool with it.
That's okay.
I forgot. Yeah, double E, double B likes the Red Sox. And Danger Boy.
They're bad right now, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, but the end of the season when they win everything, you know, we'll see. But welcome back to the show. I'm the Cashman. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, June 8th, we'll be at the Salvatore's at Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 238. Be hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night long. That's June 8th, Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 238. One of the things I wanted to bring up is I bumped into Luke Harper at the UFC show.
Ooh.
And I got a little bit more clarification from Luke about when he is free from contractual obligations with the WWE, and it will be in March.
Okay.
So that's when he, so we'll see what happens as we get closer to March. You know, I told him my dream was that they pitched you something and you came back and you loved it, but I don't think he would, I don't know. We'll see. That's my dream, not his. So 222-1280, star 1280 is the number.
Can you join the Funhouse?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh,
please.
Funhouse is slowly turning into the horror house, okay? Every week it's getting scarier and scarier.
It's great.
We've got on the line with us right now, Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, sir? Sorry we didn't get you to you last week before because you hung up before we went to you. But, man, we got you this week. What's up?
That's understandable. First, I got a question for you. Browsing around YouTube lately, are you guys aware of NWA wrestling with the Briscoes and everybody over there?
Oh, yeah. They did the Crockett Cup recently. They're partnering up with the ROH a lot of times. And they have the former Magnus is going around with the title.
He's their champion right now. The one who's called Finn Balor. And everyone made fun of me because I repeated what he said.
Mm-hmm. What you guys think of that promotion?
It's been around. It's the oldest promotion on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought they had turned it to WCW and Vince had the rights to it and all of that.
No, WCW, and it split at one time. That's why WCW became, they had their own title.
And they had the international title for a while because that was the old NWA belt that Rick Root had.
And at that time, that's when Dan Severn was a champ for like 5 years.
And
it was a very small promotion.
WWF did buy it at one point.
Right.
And then it was running, they were still running in the background and it was kind of loosely put together, and then Billy Corgan a couple years ago bought the rights to it again, and then they started doing all the stuff that they're doing now with Nick Aldis and building it up. And
yeah, but it's always been around. It's still it's a remnant of the territory days. That's what we'll say. That's the last remnant of the territory days, because it's really being run by one of the NWA territories, I think. Because, there's still multiple. I mean, remember, we had NWA. What was the one that was down in Georgia where AJ Styles came from?
Wildside.
And we used to get that on big TV here in town when big TV you showed wrestling in the middle of the night. So there's still some small NWA affiliates, but it's not like, you know, I mean, it's definitely not like it was before Vince came and cleaned everybody out, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's good to see something new, though, something different. Did you guys catch the clip with Rock and Roll Express and the Briscoes went at it?
Yeah, that's the first round of the Crockett Cup. It's actually a pretty decent match. The Rock and Roll might be old, but they can still go.
Oh, definitely.
Remember, I was going to say,
they were on they were on the cherry pickers outside of Matt Hardy's house. Yeah. Remember?
If this is a rib, I'm not into it. Yeah. Get me down. Lights out.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, wow, they can still go. Hall of Famers, because they're both when they're in the 60s, right?
Yeah, they're still doing it. I know Ricky Morton runs the school now.
Yep. I actually ran into him at WrestleCon. He's still in amazing shape for his age. He's a super down-to-earth guy. And he's actually, he trained, what's his name? A New Japan guy. Owen? No. Chase Owens?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Chase Owens, I think it was. He says he ends up at his school every so often to train people, so... That's a pretty cool thing that Ricky Morton's doing down there.
Yeah, I was amazed. I was like, wow, they can still go.
Okay, they do look like they're in their 50s or 60s, okay?
Oh, no, they look their age.
Yeah, they're 62 or something like that.
Did you see Morton doing the Canadian Destroyer?
Yeah.
Oh, that was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to hear an old guy say, you don't need flashy moves because if Ricky Morton's out there doing Canadian Destroyers, I mean.
Oh, Ricky Morton says the same thing. I heard him do a whole interview with Cornette where they went back and forth about how wrestling now sucks. But then he's like, I'll keep up with everybody.
Yeah.
He's in his 60s. He can do all these moves. So it's not if you can do the moves, it's when you do them to make them effective.
Oh, for sure.
Guys, I've got a couple questions for you, too. I appreciate y'all asking about the NWA. now, with Fox taking over SmackDown, do you think they're going to go for Brock Lesnar having the belt off of TV for 2 months at a time?
I don't know. I mean, Brock Lesnar, quote-unquote, retired from UFC, so maybe he's going to restructure his deal with WWE. He must have. He's been back now twice. I mean, technically on the pay-per-view or the network, and then on Monday Night Raw. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of, they keep that information really tight because we knew his last contractual date until he signed an extension was right at WrestleMania. So he must have signed an extension.
So. Yeah, because I don't think Fox is going to go for only having the heavyweight championship shown on their brand.
I don't know.
A couple months.
I think they're going to trust the WWE to do what's right, and then we'll see if they have problems. You know, they just want all the A players on SmackDown. That's what they said.
And how could they have Goldberg and The Undertaker facing off and not have not one promo yet from that match? Which should be a great match from two legends.
Yeah, I don't know. Come on, they're both
20 years ago. It would have been a great match.
Past their prime, that's for sure, sir.
They're both getting paid to be.
Has The Undertaker had a good match in the last few years? Even when he shows up and has a match, is it a good match? I don't know. I mean, yes, you have to get your old school in and a bunch of other things, but I mean, overall, I don't know.
Those two going at each other, some kind of promo. They should show up. They should have been showing up this week on Monday Night Raw to face off, have a face to face. I mean, that's gold. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. It probably will be this week.
I wouldn't be surprised you don't see him at all.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't be surprised.
They've been talking about it for a few weeks without really any. I've seen Goldberg and he's been training, so he's been posting some training videos. So he's definitely trying to get back out there. But I mean. He was a champ for a year, November through WrestleMania. So it's like, and he showed up more times than Brock Lesnar did as well,
I have very low expectations for that match. I just
remember, it's a 2:00 in the afternoon start time, I think, on that Friday. And so
The Undertaker's good matches in the recent past have all been when he's been with a wrestler who can help carry the match, and that's not Bill Goldberg.
CM Punk cough.
But you got to remember, just like you just said, Goldberg, they show videos of him training. Remember, Undertaker's been training lately, too, really hard. That's probably one of the reasons he wasn't at WrestleMania. So they've both been training. It's just that even if they're both older, of course, both of them in their 50s or whatnot, it's the name alone. Yeah. Undertaker versus Goldberg. The name alone, legends, should have had promos this Monday night. Even if the match is not going to be good, they should have had a face-to-face in the ring. Goldberg comes in first. Have Undertaker come to the ring first. Then you hear that Goldberg music. Just to get the crowd pumped, the names alone should have promos and stuff like that because they're legends.
I mean, the names are great, but at the end of the day, this is a match for 2009, not 2019.
Yeah. Hey, Troy, thanks for calling, man. We got to go to break on that. I was just going to say... I'm not drinking the WWE Kool-Aid, okay? Nope. I'm far
20 years ago, I'd be excited for that match.
Yeah, to me, they'll try to put some twists in it. Maybe they'll have some people come out. Remember last year when they did this match, they had, Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, wasn't it? And they were...
In November, yeah.
Yeah, it was in November. And remember, they had to have other guys with them to come out to make it, a fuller match.
And it was still terrible.
It was. And remember, Triple H got hurt, too, so... On that note, we're going to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number as well. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
It is Perry Saturn. You're listening to The Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Perry Saturn, a little flashback.
Quick and to the point.
Yeah. So I met him when he was in WCW in Buffalo, such a long time ago. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Eric Amanon.
Hello.
Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Double B Brian Burke.
Good morning.
Peter Burke, if you look, you might be able to see him on the camera. We're on Facebook Live right now.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I will tell you, we got a couple texts. I'm going to mention them real quickly. One said, how about the resurrection of Bayley? That was great to see.
Right.
How they did that. So that means, obviously, Sasha Banks, whatever problem she has with them, is a little bit more than everyone's thinking. She was going to be the mystery person at the Money in the Bank match. No Sasha Banks whatsoever. It could be that, Sasha's, I guess, in New York representing WWE this weekend, so she's still
she
doing...
She supposedly was doing WWE 2K stuff.
Yeah, video stuff.
That she was supposed to do a couple weeks ago.
So she was no surprise. whichever one, you know, everyone, I mean, in fact, Mike, who called in earlier, is one thinking that maybe she was going to come out and do a surprise, but not the case. Not the case, you know, so we have a little bit of an idea. Maybe she's going to be gone a little bit longer. Big news, well, not big news, but news this past weekend. When we talked about Dean Malenko leaving WWE, well, he has a new place to work now. It's AEW.
Signed huge a multi, for them.
Yeah, he signed a multi-year deal with a world-renowned coach, producer, wrestler. He's going to be doing all sorts of things. Senior producer, coach. He, you know, same job pretty much he was doing with WWE, I think. But he's, you know, he was the first one of the four guys who came over who kind of disappeared from, like, you know, the spotlight to go back and start being a producer with WWE. Incredible. You know, I mean, comes from a long line of in his family of wrestlers, Boris Malenko being his dad, who had ran a school, trained a lot of people in the business. So that came out. We have some other news this week. Ric Flair had his surgery. We talked about it last week, how everyone thought he was dying, and then it was kind of blown out of proportion because someone saw him in the hospital, and he ended up having a surgery, whatever it may have been. He says he's out. He's doing good. He just couldn't come to StarCast to do the they were going to do a roast of Ric Flair. I can imagine what that would be like.
Oh, God.
I would love it. I would absolutely love to see a roast of Ric Flair. You could sell that on pay-per-view. I probably would watch that. As long as you get some of the big names out there, like Hogan, you know, some of the guys, you know, Dusty's passed, unfortunately.
Dusty's passed, but you can get Harley Race, though.
Oh, you can get Harley Race. You can get a bunch of the guys that, you know, when he was in his heyday, had to wrestle all over the place, you know. So that would be looking forward to that eventually. WWE starting a new series season of Ride Along this week, so if you like that show. The first episode is going to feature Lana and Rusev in one car and Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose in the other. So, I don't know. Have you ever watched that? Have you ever actually sat through and watched those?
No. I've watched a few of them. They've been pretty good. I mean, it's a lot of like... It feels like, you know, the travel that you would see, you know, for indie guys in between shows, but it feels very forced at times.
Yeah. Oh, do they play the wrestling game where you, like, you have to throw a name out and you have to start the next wrestler's name with the last letter of the one you just said?
No.
You ever play that in the road? Oh, my gosh. We spent 3 hours doing
that.
We
do that with songs, though. You can, the first word of the next song is the last word in the last song.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Oh, it is tough.
I was going to say, Eric, when you were... When the last time WWE's in town, you got to hang out a little bit with Big E and Ira with the what's his name from the New Day, Xavier.
Yeah,
Woods.
Xavier Woods and Mikaze. Yeah,
yeah. They came out to what was it to
Swillburger.
Swillburger. So they were out playing video games and stuff, right?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun because like they put it out there on Twitter that they were going to be there, and literally they were the only ones there. So it was cool just to hang out and talk. It was right before we went down to Atlanta to go wrestle. At the Southern Fried Gaming Expo down there.
Yeah, I remember that. You were
and it was cool because me and Xavier Woods were able to bond over the fact that I was going to be working for Murder One down there for the expo. And he's like, you better tell him I said what's up. And I'm like, we share all these same contacts down in Atlanta. This is the weirdest thing ever.
Isn't that wild? That's pretty cool, man. We're running out of time. And next week, Danny will be back. It'd be a good time if you want to say goodbye to him to give us a call or text us next week, because I think next week is going to be the last time he's going to be up here moving to NC. He's getting situated now. But Double E will be joining us for a while. I mean, as long as he can. With three kids, I don't know how long that'll be, but you can start bringing them like Brian does. You know,
right?
Leave them out, you know. Have the two youngest or the two oldest take care of the youngest, you know. But we got to get out of here. Thank you, Double E. Thank you, Double B. Thank you, Danger Boy. Thank you guys for listening. I'm the Cash Man. We'll see you next week here.